When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. It's catch-up time for me. Holy moly, did I fall behind on everything this last couple weeks. I got to play some catch-up on some Thunder Punches to make up for the fact that I haven't updated in a little while to reach my monthly quota. Should be weekly, but I'm going to have to settle for monthly this time. How did things spiral out of control, and how am I dealing with it? That is going to be the topic for today, because I think I might have landed upon a little trick to play on myself in terms of managing a busy schedule. Before I go into that, I want to talk about my schedule. What's going on? Well, how did I fall so far behind on everything? Well, you know, I don't know what to make of 2011 yet. Here we are a couple weeks in. And, you know, everybody, I'm reading on other people's feeds, like, oh, I'm really optimistic about 2011. It's feeling so much better than 2010. And, you know, I feel almost numb to it at this point. And I think the reason why is because I'm so darn busy. I got so many things clamoring for my attention, as we all do, right? I mean, whether it's whether you're a cartoonist or somebody who's working towards becoming a professional illustrator, we've all got responsibilities, right? And I don't know about you guys, but something that happens to me when things get to be a little bit too burdensome, I find myself just getting absolutely numb, mentally not drained. Like, I can respond to deadlines. Like when I got to go to class, I got a class going on right now every Tuesday and Thursday. That's my recurring one. And then peppered throughout the week are all these little speaking engagements that I'm doing as part of my artist in residency in Chelsea, Michigan. And I can respond to those deadlines. I can show up when I'm expected to. I can turn on my teaching personality and do a really great presentation, or at least what I assume is a great presentation. But that fire, that zeal just dissipates. And as soon as I'm off of the stage or out of the classroom, I just go back to just like, again, it's not a burnout. It's not an ennui. It's more like just like a kind of a calm numbness to everything. And I think it has to do with getting so many emails, having so many different things I have to attend to on a daily basis that it just becomes like static, like noise in the background. And consequently, it turns into a situation where I don't know what to take on in any given day. I've been using Nosby, a to-do app, to manage my to-dos every week, every day, as a matter of fact. And there's always two more things that don't get done that just get pushed on to the next day and pushed on to the next day. And it just keeps on accumulating. And when that starts to become this big mountain, that's when the numbness hits and it becomes very difficult to focus myself to, be very energetic and enthusiastic about any one thing. And that made it hard to do the Thunder Punches this last 2 weeks. And that's why I wasn't doing them, because I'd sit down to the mic and that numbness was there. And I just felt like I got nothing to say. How can this be? And so I noticed something over the last couple weeks is I was making time to do these little fun 20-minute sketches. And when I was doing them, I knew... It was very much in the front of my mind that I'm cheating right now. I'm cheating my schedule. This is time that I need to use elsewhere, but I need this time to do something that's just purely creative and fun. Now, somebody could come in and say, well, Jerz, why don't you just allocate that time to put that 20 minutes into a comics page? Good point. Why not put that 20 minutes of time into one of the to-do list items? Good point. How come I can't do that? What was stopping me from doing that? And then I stumbled upon this word today, it set off like a house of cards effect, where I was like, oh, everything's falling down now. It's not such a big thing anymore, and I can sit down and do Thunder Punch Daily again with some kind of vigor. Is I caught myself saying that those sketches that I was doing were a distraction to keep me. To divert my attention from all this mountain of stuff that I got to deal with. And when I said the word distraction, I said, well, gee, why can't I just trick my mind into applying that word to everything I have to do. Okay, so you got a big mountain of stuff that needs to get done, and it's not all going to get done today, right? You know, you want to get a comics page done, you want to get a blog post done, you want to maybe shoot a video today, or you want to do some streaming online, and then you got to do the laundry, you got to make sure the kitchen is clean, and you got to make sure that dinner's on the table, and you got to prepare for a presentation tomorrow. All these things start adding up. And why can't you just say, okay, well, I'm going to distract myself by doing the laundry for 10 minutes. I'm going to distract myself by doing a Thunder Punch daily. And lo and behold, you'll find, as I'm finding right now, that I'm having fun doing it again. It sounds, oh gosh, I feel like this is such a dangerous thing to say because it sounds like some kind of nutty Tony Robbins-esque kind of self-helpy thing. But man, oh man, time management is, there's a reason we come around to this topic again and again and again, because we all struggle with it. All of us, whether you're, you know, getting paid gobs of money to make comics or whether you're trying to get, you know, 100 people to follow you on Twitter. time management is a toughie. And I keep falling victim to it, you know, in my defense, and you know, at the risk of sounding like a Jersey apologist, it's not like I'm sitting around just staring at the computer screen and like watching my Facebook feed update. It's not that kind of ennui. It's I'm working like a demon all day on a million things, but I just caught myself doing that thing where I was cheating and going to the desk to get a little bit of drawing done for myself, just a little bit. And, you know, I justified it by saying, well, I'm streaming it, so I'm providing content for people at least. I mean, it's contributing to, you know, my overall brand of art and story. Comics are great, that kind of stuff. But ultimately, you know, it's not like those sketches make me a whole lot of money, and there's stuff that really needs to be done now that that those sketches could wait on. Now, does that mean I'm going to stop doing the sketches and the streaming? No. It just means that it was a little bit of insight into how to maybe approach some of these little to-do items over the course of the day. So they're not this dreadful thing that I have to do and I have to get over and through. And not to say that Thunder Punch was that. Thunder Punch was sort of like a victim of a lot of other things I've been having to do, like email management, like sending out tons and tons of emails. You know, we're 5 months out from Kids Read Comics, and my inbox is just full of Kids Read comic stuff as we're doing all the planning. And it's just going to get worse in the months to come. And there'll be a day where I'll get like 20, 30 emails from the different KRC organizers. And they're all things that say, Jersey, please respond in all capital letters. Because they've taken that up as a habit, knowing that I won't respond unless they do that. Because it just becomes noise after a while, right? So I tried this out this afternoon where I took on a couple little to-do items from the KRC to-do list, and I said, well, I'm going to distract myself by doing this. And lo and behold, it worked, and I felt better about not only getting it done. It wasn't just about conquering a list, because as I said earlier, when the list is too big and you can't get through it in a day, that whole conquering thing doesn't really contribute to making you feel any better about it, because the fatalism can kick in. Well, what's the point? You know, there's going to be five more things to add on at the end of the day that I didn't get to. So what's the point of going on? So at least try to make it a game for myself where I'm just trying to treat each thing as like, okay, well, I'm going to work on the laundry for 15 minutes because that'll be 15 minutes until I have to do this other dreadful thing that I have to do. And then the next dreadful thing becomes another distraction that I take on until the next dreadful thing happens. And that at least kind of lifted my spirits. So it wasn't about conquering a list and beating it. It was about getting through it, just enduring it in the meantime. Oh man, I don't want to make cartooning sound like it's a dreadful life, because it's not. But gosh, you know, what do I got going on? This is where I can like break off from the major points. I think I made my point about using the word distraction in place of task. But yeah, this is what I'm facing for the next couple weeks, or for the next couple months, as a matter of fact, is that I'm curating an art show in Ann Arbor, Michigan, that's going to happen on March 12th. And I've got to get together with the artists, collect the pieces, figure out how I'm going to hang them. And then that art event is not just going to be a gallery show. It's going to be a little mini Kids Read Comics where there's going to be live art events happening, like little drawing activities and mini workshops. That's a lot of infrastructure that I could come up with and get designing with the cartoonists who are going to attend and start communicating with them all. I've got another one, a very similar kind of event happening on June 11th in Chelsea, and this one's an even bigger deal. It's at kind of a high-end gallery where they really want me to take the job seriously, so there's a lot of emailing and a lot of coordinating and correspondence that I got to deal with. I've got some ongoing classes that I'm doing right now. And also a bunch of little mini speaking gigs that I'm doing as part of my artist in residency. Like, as a matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'm teaching a class from 4 to 6. And then I'm promptly driving out to Chelsea to do another hour-long comics presentation for some important people in Chelsea. And then what else was on the list? Oh, my gosh. See, this is where I'm blanking out because there's just too much. Kids Read Comics stuff. We just opened up applications for tabling at Kids Read Comics, and we got to start managing that list and start jurying the people who are applying for a table there. There's a whole bunch of programming stuff that I got to start developing for Kids Read Comics and figuring out how we're going to do the programming throughout the town of Chelsea. Because as I've said before in the Art and Story podcasts, all these different mini art events are not just going to be in one location, they're going to be at like 10 locations. That's going to require some serious planning. And as the programming director, it is my unpleasant duty to have to go through and coordinate and figure out how we can make that happen so that the artists aren't confused on where they're supposed to be and when. And then there's the freelance job that I've been working on, which I'm going to be sharing some art about pretty soon here, because I'm still working on that for that freelance comics project. But yeah, I'm getting. Oh, and then the one other big one that I got to get ready for this Friday is I'm having a meeting with some people about starting a sort of a internet TV show where I would be hosting that how-to comics TV show. And as usual, it's never enough for me just to say, well, let's just do a thing where we can shoot it really simple and it'll be out of my sort of stock of past workshops. No, it's got to be an entirely new thing that's really ambitious and tough. And so the idea that we're working with right now is creating a series of like 12 to 13 episodes that actually work as a full narrative. Like the each one connects to the next one. It's like a quest for knowledge kind of idea with all sorts of fun little... I think I've mentioned this before, but the working idea is sort of like Mark Kistler's Imagination Station meets Alton Brown's Good Eats, but with an epic narrative thrust through all the episodes. That's going to require a lot of planning and a lot of storyboarding and scripting, because this is actually going to be like treated like a real show where I'm actually going to have real production values, real cameramen and sound people and possibly even a costuming budget. Gosh, why the heck did I take that on now? Oh, I know why. Because it's going to be a lead-in for Kids Read Comics 2012, which is happening not in June of 2012, but earlier. So it'll be like more like March of 2012. So as soon as we finish the first one, we got to get ready for the next one right away. This is going to be a crazy year, everybody. And I got a feeling you're going to get to listen to me struggle with this over the next 12 months. I'll be documenting this at Thunder Punch Daily for sure as I try to stay on top of all this and not lose my mind and not make the entire world angry with me for not responding to emails. Because as we all know, responding to emails on a timely basis is probably one of the number one ways to keep your business going, right? And I got more thoughts on keeping a business going, which I'll be talking about in future episodes. I've got a lot of topics backlogged in my Evernote waiting for me to address them. And I should say also, if you guys have any topics that you want me to address on Thunder Punch Daily, I'd love to hear them. I keep my eye open on the Twitters for when people are talking about interesting things, and I jot them down on my Evernote real quick for follow-up. But anything in particular that you want to hear directly from me, I heard from one of you guys about possibly doing some more talking on lettering, which I'll be glad to do in an episode or two from now. But anyway, I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed on where I've been, what I've been up to, and make a solemn Gene Kranz level pledge that I'm not going to let that happen again. And I will endeavor to find as many tricks as I can to keep my mind activated so I don't suffer that sort of purgatory-esque burnout. If burnout is hell, I was in purgatory. I was in this crazy gray state of numbness. Mental numbness, and it was not a pleasant place to be. It is not a comfortable place for me to be. I like to always feel like that 8-year-old kid who says, "This is the coolest ever," right? You know, I've talked about that a million times. So I feel like I'm edging my way back into it. Okay, I'm done. So who am I? I'm Jersey. jdros.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thanks very much for subscribing to this content. We really couldn't do it without you. Really looking forward to what you guys do with the Mini Comics Dump Truck. It's going to be fun to be a non-participant observer this time around and listen to the shows that you guys record with Kevin as he spearheads this thing. And I think it's a wonderful value add to the Art and Story Supreme project. And I'm so excited about all the different things we're coming up with for this thing over the course of the next year. And again, we couldn't do this without you. The Mini Comics Dump Truck in the past was kind of a bear for Kevin to deal with. And now that we put it behind the subscription wall and limited it to people who are really enthusiastic and plugged in and accountable for what they're doing, I have nothing but the highest hopes for what this thing is going to be, what kind of output and books we're going to see as a result of this thing. So thank you guys for making that happen. And looking forward to exploring some more opportunities for publicizing the process in terms of having like a Twitter discussion group, like using like a hashtag MC Dump Truck on the Twitters at like a scheduled time. We could talk about that in the forums. I'm sure you guys already have started. And then maybe even posting some of the artwork in the Storyers Tumblelog. And once again, let's make some more noise about that Tumblelog. That's storyers.tumblr.com. And if you want to post your work on there and you don't have a login access, just email me, jerseydros@gmail.com, and ask for an activation link, and I'll send it to you. And then you can start posting on there right away. And if you do, don't forget to give yourself a web link at the end of each post, because it doesn't identify you as the post author. You have to identify yourself in the closing of each post. So, okay, I'm going to get out of here now. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today we learned about the value of trying, even when the odds are against you. Sometimes when people around us aren't playing by the rules or the job seems too big, it's easy to become discouraged. That's when you really have to stick with it and keep trying, because that's how winners are born. So whether you're playing a game or doing your schoolwork, no matter how far behind you think you are, don't give up. Remember, you can't win if you don't try. See you next time.